When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm pretty excited about this episode because we usually have a lot of like very specific themes, but I kind of was just in the mood for some strange trivia. So I tried to find some like weirdo, strange questions that kind of came out of left field without it being like creepy or spooky. So don't worry about that. So we're going to do some strange trivia, but the best news is I am back. My very best friend Meredith is here. Say hi, Meredith.
Hey, kids in the car.
We missed you so much. We're so glad you're back. We got some shout outs. We got Vicky, Marcus, Sadie, Josh, Harper, Hadley, and Olivia, as well as a happy birthday to Zuri and Henry. All right. Are you ready to play some kind of strange trivia?
I like weird stuff. Let's go.
Okay. Question number one. What barnyard animal has the closest genetic resemblance to a long extinct T-Rex?
Dude, I don't know. A barnyard animal that's like a T-Rex?
Yeah.
A pig?
No, it's a chicken. Apparently, there's even rumors that like T-Rex had feathers. Chickens are dinosaurs, guys. Chickens are dinosaurs. You wonder why I don't like birds? This is part of it. All right, question two. Which odd character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe wears an amulet called the Eye of the Agamotto?
I don't know. I don't know.
Doctor Strange.
No.
It's Doctor Strange. Trivia. Strange trivia. Okay, question three. Before going into space, astronauts are not allowed to eat what kind of food?
This is the hardest trivia of my life. I'm
just think
assume...
about it. What do you not want your astronaut coworker to eat?
Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more
That's
you
right.
toot, the better you feel. No oh my beans. Gosh, it's beans?
No beans for them.
No tooting.
No beans. Okay, question four. What mammal always sleeps with one eye open?
Okay, what animal always sleeps with one eye open? I think fish don't close their eyes.
Close. So it's actually a dolphin. Only half the brain sleeps at one time. So like
what?
They like let one part of their brain sleep and the eye closes, and then it just takes turns to the other one. So
that's how I sleep, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I sleep like hanging upside down with both eyes open, arms crossed. Okay.
Oh, I have ADHD, so it's one eye open.
Great. All right. Question five. What 2009 game developed by Mojang is an open sandbox in which players often build structures and battle creepers and zombies and other mobs?
Yeah. Okay, I know this because my kids played it and it's Minecraft.
That's right. It is Minecraft. We haven't done a Minecraft trivia in a while. We get asked a lot. We did do one, guys. You can go back and check it out, but maybe we'll do another one coming up. All right, question six. Where was the Titanic headed before it sank?
New York.
That's right. It was going to New York City. All right, question seven. The Venus de Mayo is a statue missing which part of its body?
Its head.
Its arms. It doesn't have arms. Oof. It's just a really cute little mug and some nice little torso. No arms. Okay. Question eight. In which country is Stonehenge?
England.
It is in England. You're doing really well. And I really want to go. Don't you want to go see Stonehenge?
I just want to go to Europe in general. In general. Yeah.
I really always wanted to go to Stonehenge because I know it's kind of spooky and magical and stuff. But when I look at people who've actually been there, pictures, it's like they can't even get close to it. Like, it's like, yeah, they just look at like the rocks from far away. It's kind of a letdown. All right. Question nine. What can a squid squirt to protect themselves?
Ink.
Yes, they just shoot that ink everywhere. All right, final question of this round. What is the name of the school that Wednesday Addams goes to in the Wednesday series?
Beverly Hills Elementary School.
Different vibe, I think, that show would have had if that would have been the case. It was actually Nevermore. I can't wait for season two of Wednesday. I am counting down the minutes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll play more strange trivia.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are back for round two. Question one is a weird one. What organ do moths not have?
Like a bug?
Like a moth. What organ is it missing?
Skin.
Oh, it's creepy. That would be terrifying. It's actually a stomach. They don't have a stomach.
So they have skin?
I hope. Yeah, I mean, they've got something, a shell or something covering their bodies. They're not weird skeletons. Just how terrifying would that be? Okay. Question two. What is the official national animal of Scotland?
Oh, I know. It's a unicorn.
It is a unicorn. Are you familiar with Scottish folklore?
Yeah, because they have a unicorn as their national animal, which I've always thought was like very cool. And they're kind of like, you know, weird. I like
it. You know, we have an eagle snore. They have a unicorn. Okay. Question three. What is the only letter that does not appear in the name of a U.S. state?
Well, Z is in Arizona, so I'm going to guess Q.
It is Q. Q is correct. Okay, question four. And you're going to know it because you know me. What type of animals have hollow bones?
What? Hollow bones? I don't know.
They're birds.
Birds. God,
they're just so gross. Okay, question five. The first hockey pucks used in early outdoor hockey were made of what?
Wood.
That would have been better. It was actually frozen cow poop. Oh, so
a puck of poop.
I can tell you what, I'm not going to be the goalie. Not going to be a goalie. Okay. Question six, what is the deadliest insect?
A tarantula.
It is a mosquito.
Huh.
Question seven, what does the raven say in Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven? It's actually Nevermore, just like where Wednesday goes. All right. Question eight. What is the deepest point in the ocean called?
The depth.
It's the Challenger Deep, which is like a total nightmare. Okay. Question nine.
My performance in this trivia is a total nightmare.
You were going strong for a second. Okay, question nine. In what country do more than half the people believe in elves?
Like Ireland.
Scientifically. Ireland? It's actually Iceland. They literally.
I said Ireland because my niece dances for Lord of the Dance and they always call her the cutest little elf. When they
I
post
love
pictures
that.
Of her.
We need to share some of her stuff on our trivia page, guys. She's a famous, famous dancer. Okay, final question of this round. True or false? Identical twins have identical fingerprints.
True.
It is false. It is false. All right, you guys, you did it. You made it through some strange trivia. I'm so glad that you guys did it. I want to know how you did. If you enjoyed a kind of a weird theme, we liked it. Head over to the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and we will go ahead and share all of your fun reviews, any shout outs you want, any birthdays. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Okay, guys, have a very strange trivia day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.